The most important, single need for an enlightened conscience is prayer. Those who pray have an enlightened conscience. No one else does. The primary purpose of prayer is to enlighten the mind. To know what we should do. To know the mind, what is God's will. So enlightened conscience, first of all, is achieved by praying. Secondly, an enlightened conscience becomes enlightened through the practice of virtue. The more virtue we practice, the more enlightened our conscience becomes. Thirdly, our conscience becomes enlightened by learning from those who have enlightened conscience. And sisters, this is where reading the lives of the saints is so important for enlightening our conscience. Then, educated conscience. You might say an educated conscience is an enlightened conscience. Yes, but strictly speaking, an educated conscience is done by somebody else. In other words, someone else educates my conscience. That's the first responsibility of mothers and fathers. So I tell them, your first duty is to educate the conscience of your children. Teach them, because they have a fallen human nature. And in case nobody told you, all children are naturally selfish. Do you know that? Spontaneously selfish. They must be educated by those who have an enlightened conscience. In other words, we depend on others who have an enlightened conscience to educate our conscience. We depend on them, and they depend on us. Secondly, an educated conscience is not only one that is educated by other people, but other people who are living a good moral life. In other words, he must distrust the moral judgment of anyone who is not living a good moral life. And thirdly, an educated conscience is one then that puts into practice what the conscience is taught. Because conscience, remember, is the mind. Conscience is the mind. Conscience is the intellect. But notice, we define conscience as the mind, the intellect, or reason, passing judgment on moral matters. We must put our conscience to work. And this is the capstone of an educated conscience. That we are taught, if we're educated by others who themselves have an enlightened conscience. then he put our educated conscience into practice. And sisters, that is why we should repeat certain good actions so we get into the habit. As you know, a habit is that which we do instinctively, spontaneously. And how do you acquire a habit? Sisters, my day is made. How does anyone acquire a habit, whether a good habit or a bad habit? How do you acquire a habit? By repetition. I do something once. My apologies for giving you all this trouble. Good. Yeah, this is better. I do something once. Our very nature inclines us to do it a second time. If I do it a second time, my nature inclines me to do it a third time. And the oftener I do something, the more spontaneously, well, I'm inclined to do it. I was in my second year in secondary school, you call that sophomore year, in Cleveland. We had a brother of Mary teaching us religion. And he told them, we were all boys in class. Fellas, he said, watch your habits. Watch your habits. And then he put the word H-A-B-I-T. Watch your habits. Suppose you have a bad habit. You work at it. You work at it. And you still have a bit. You work at it. You work at it. And you still have bit. You keep working at it, and you work at it, and you work at it, and you still have it. The secret is to acquire good habits. What is another name for a good habit? What is another name for a bad habit? Mille grazie. Thanks. So, this is a long answer to a short question. An educated conscience is a conscience trained by others, which has become habituated, that's the verb we use, which has become habituated to do what is good.